Racism reaches directly into the lives of all Koreans. We here have the opportunity, and as I said before, the duty, to help remove it. Who in the world is better situated to take up this fight than we, the only socialist movement, as the different guests have said in the last few days, in the United States? If we don't take it up, who will? We must always work. We know the night's coming when no man can work. We know nuclear war looks inevitable. We know it looks like almost an absolute. But as we commemorate this 25th anniversary of socialism really being free in the DPRK, we join with progressives the world over in demanding U.S. imperialism out of Korea, bringing the troops home like Carter promised, even though he hasn't kept one of his campaign promises. Not one. Jobs he promised for blacks, all kinds of ecology things. There are all types of things. I could go on longer than is necessary. It's been a half hour of news. I want to give you less news so you can digest what you have for testing tonight in People's Rally. Thank you for your consideration and time, and I do love you more, as I say, than you'll ever know. Good morning, good evening, good day. Attention, attention, attention. I would like to answer a group of rumors that are absolutely unfounded. I'm telling you, rumors will be dealt with. I do not want to hear any more about Ava Jones, my daughter, and a relationship, sexual relationship with Doug Saunders, or with Sebastian that she was supposed to have had, or Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson to her is like a child. She is a mature daughter of mine. I am very quick to watch my children when they're playing around. Ava is one of the most controlled people sexually. She has no sexual desires and wants that, with anybody here, she wants that said expressly by me. Now we are, stand by. Attention, attention, sorry for the interlude. Also, we want for the language classes, they are to begin, of course, at 8:15. We are going to have a quiet time that you're not obliged to attend between 6:30 and 8. Then there will be news commentary at approximately 9 to 10 for this time, the news commentary. Broken down, I don't know just how that'll be, because many look to me for that direction. Other teachers perhaps can help. The question and answer period to get people involved. We're going to take the children out two nights a week and give them education on their level of TV and video that they can understand, and plus discussions. We're going to try to get some extra nights off in spite of this schedule. But folks, right now, with the important golden opportunity of travel, and you know what I mean, with the important golden opportunity of living without any kind of worry, it is important. We do not know when these guests are coming. If I knew, I would tell you. It takes them a while to pick the best experts in the field. And so it could be 2 weeks, could be 6 weeks, could be 2 months. I do not know, so I'm urging you, begging you, to comply with this schedule until that time. You will not be hurt by not watching your rotten movies for a little while. We'll make them late. Some of you late in the hour, people can stay up after them. After all, the way this new schedule would be, news would be finished by 10. But we've got to be sure that there is an understanding. As for the suggestion from Dick Chop, much was worthy. He said no one behind the pavilion heard the news. I have many who tell me that they do get it, and they show it by excellent pluses. If the technicians can put a PA system behind the pavilion, I am all for it. I have no objections. I welcome this kind of suggestion. We want suggestions where people will know their schedule, will know when they're going to be off, know what days they have to themselves, what time they can do other creative things. Then they will also be doing the day off, evening offs, There will be creative classes that I hope most of you will take, because I'm telling you, you're going to be on shaky ground unless you know the Constitution and you know the language. And I urge you, it's not my wishes, I urge you to do so. But so what, if you don't care to do it, when we do, but right now we're doing it every night. It'll be that way until further announced. I've also asked the analysts, and I beg you again, to give me a test on people, knowing that they could have an 8-hour day, and give me a production results from those various departments, so that I can see what they are achieving in 8 hours, whereas compared to what they used to achieve in 10 hours. Then a lot of our problem is taken care of. Please, will you? I don't want to say to the analyst anymore that I've got to have this. I've heard nothing from my... And the supervisors are all right, fine, they can tell you, but that's not sufficient. I've got to have analyzers, observers, inspectors to tell me what the production rate is. That's essential for me before I can make any kind of a decision. We're surrounded, you know, by class contradictions. Our beloved Prime Minister Burnham is a true blue socialist of the PNC. Excellent. Great vanguard of liberation here in Guyana. But a lot of people are not so oriented, and we must maintain our orientation to socialism and the practice thereof. So I'm urging you, please, to cooperate with this request. I don't want to hear any more gossip. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Ava is not having an affair with Joe. It's a lie, as much a lie as ever been told here. And you've got dirty minds. She feels motherly towards Joe. And there's a lot of people here who need mothers, including Joe. Most men, all men, if they would admit it, need some motherliness. There is nothing going on. I've been through this thoroughly. And if I hear any more of this Tommy Rot, she did not come over here to have a baby. She not had a baby, obviously. She didn't have an abortion, obviously. And so it's wicked to use your tongue against someone who's one of my best examples of work and doesn't get involved in the sex games. So I'm demanding now, don't start any more of this nonsense. Say something about her being involved with a married man. She is not interested slightly in Doug Saunders. She talked to him on occasion, but she would not dream of moving in on a marriage. And she has no intention to, nor does she want to. And please get that in your pipe and smoke it. Thank you and much, much love. Attention, attention, attention. We've had 3 volunteers already for the Barefoot Doctors. It's to begin. All Barefoot Doctors are to be released from their work department. Everyone that I've said to be a Barefoot Doctor is to go to see a full medical examination of Maria Katsaras at 2. They're willing to volunteer. They don't care anything about body. They're not interested in any of you men, so it doesn't bother them, nor any of you women. And Carolyn Layton will follow at 3, and Sarah will be available the next day. She's available today if you want it done. She can be done at 4. But we need very much, I've heard many compliments on the doctor's lectures, and that's helpful. But his best teaching method is to show what he's doing as he does it with the physical body. So all Barefoot Doctors must be in the clinic, in the major doctor's office, where he keeps his small surgical room. You must be there at 2 o'clock promptly for the examination, thorough physical examination, of my secretary, Maria Katsaras, and at 3, my secretary, Carolyn Layton. And then my secretary, Sarah Tropp, will be available. There'll be no laughter. If there's the slightest snides, if there's the slightest humor, you will see public service. I do mean this. We are trying to save the health of our people, because you see from the gentleman, P.C. Norris, you see, even though he looked to other gods and did not have trust and thought he had all the power unto himself, it would have been helpful if we could have Barefoot Doctors that could have been examining in the meantime. We don't want to be caught when it's too late, or it's too rather late in the game. So I'm urging you to cooperate. All barefoot doctors to be there exactly, along with the medical staff, of course, at 2 o'clock. Then you will follow the exam of Maria Casares at 2, with a medical exam of Carolyn Layton, my secretary, at 3. Now remember, they have no sexual interest, so you keep yourself in control. And then at 4, if you want Sarah, or whatever hour, she will be available also to be examined. That, to me, is courageous, because some of you women are so skittish about letting somebody learn some facts that might save some lives from someone else. I would also like to get with the doctor later about some men, but we're going with women at this time. Thank you very much, and much love. Attention, attention, attention. I've had Renee Kais, and I've had Annie Moore, and I've had Maria Katsaris and Carolyn Moore, Carolyn Layton, to respond to offer for physical exams for people to observe them. I need a lot of people to make such volunteer. You should not be concerned about your body, because nobody's going to be making any fun. They will only open the part of the area that they're dealing with anyway. The rest will be covered. And it's ridiculous when I'm trying to save your health. And I mean everybody's going to get a physical here. I care for you. Naturally, when I do some physicals, I'm going to find some things. That means a lot of money goes out for your health. You should be thankful instead of being so damned obstreperous and difficult. Thank you so much. Much love.